This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up on this Wednesday. We got game one of the Stanley Cup final tonight between Florida and Edmonton. We'll give out our best bets in that one. Also look ahead to game one tomorrow night between the Pacers and the Knicks. We got Trista Crick standing by to give her thoughts on the NBA finals and also the big news from yesterday with the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. We're talking Major League Baseball on this Wednesday. We got a full slate. We'll dive into a bunch of plays. And then also, we will dive into the RBC Canadian Open. We got some golfers that we like. We got our full card that we're going to give out. So plenty of golf bets on the show today as well. As always, we want to hear from you guys throughout the show. Any picks, any bets, any questions, any comments that you have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Trista Crick. Make sure you guys follow Trista on X at Trista_Crick. Check out the Heat Check podcast and also the Let Her Shoot podcast as well. T, always great having you on. Got to talk about the big news from yesterday. Tibbs let go by the Knicks. Your reaction when you saw the news, did you love it? Did you hate it? What was your reaction yesterday?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, Peach. This is a guy who simply turned around the culture of the Knicks in 5 years. He took over a team coming off of 7 straight losing seasons. He made the playoffs in 4 of the 5 years he was coach. He won playoff series in 3 seasons out of those 5. He went to the first conference finals in 25 years. And he has the 4th most wins in Knicks history. So, to me, I was pretty surprised considering I feel like next year is an awesome opportunity for the Knicks to be able to get into the finals because the Boston Celtics are already hampered with the Tatum injury. So that's kind of why I was surprised, but it's also kind of the reason I said maybe this is when the Knicks organization feels like they need to strike. There's an opportunity next year, and they might have a coach already in mind that they think could take this team to the next level. Because let's be honest, when we watched the Knicks play the Pacers, there was a couple of decisions that were head-scratching. There were rotations that didn't make sense. And I think he probably didn't get as much out of this roster as a super elite modern coach could.
Where do you think the Knicks go from here, right? You say you make a move like this, you probably have an idea of mind of where you want to go next. Who are some coaches you think that they could target that end up might be in the coach next year?
You know, I don't think there's anyone available that I would go after. Because I'm not a big look into the assistant head coaches, like ranks, and find out who the... I don't think you're panning for gold if you're going to hire the new New York Knicks coach. I think there's already a head coach probably in the NBA coaching right now that you would go after. And I think if I'm them, I go after Ime Udoka, quite simply. Yeah. Ime, I don't think we'll want to be in Houston long term. I think it was a great opportunity for him to get back into the NBA, but there's no bigger coaching opportunity than New York, Madison Square Garden. You're one of the premier guys. They might pay you more than you're getting paid in Houston, and you don't have to necessarily go through the reclamation project, which is, you know, building up a team that was losing until he got there. So I would go after Ime. He's got the pedigree. He took the Celtics to the finals his first year. Or maybe you would want to go after a guy who's got some New York ties and Jason Kidd. He doesn't seem like he's that happy in Dallas with everything that went down with the Luka trade. Maybe you try to pry Jason Kidd away from the Dallas Mavericks organization. You're probably going to have to give something up in order to do that. And then I think on top of that, you have to make some changes to the roster. Not big ones. I just think they need more depth. They need to go out and get more guys like Indiana has in the back end of their roster, more guys like OKC has at the back end of their roster, like the Aaron Wiggins and the Isaiah Joes and the Andrew Nembhards of the world. And so go out and find more guys like that so that the head coach that you do hire has more to work with.
Could you see yourself betting a future on the Knicks next year to make it to the finals, to maybe even win the finals, depending on what coach they hire? Or in your mind, it really doesn't matter who they hire. Maybe they get through the East, but you don't see that roster with any significant changes beating anybody in the Western Conference.
Well, I mean, I would certainly bet them to go to the finals. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's wide open. And I think depending on what the price is, I would bet them to win the championship just based on there's a lot that can go wrong in the West, right? You saw Denver take OKC to go 7 games, and Denver was one game, really, 3 Lu Dort threes going crazy where they were up 10 with 3 minutes left to go. Denver could easily be in the finals right now. Minnesota could easily be in the finals if Denver would have beaten OKC in the semis. So you say to yourself, I see a pathway where we can get there. Yes, there's got to be a little injury luck potentially. We've got to be healthy. But Jason Tatum is coming off of an Achilles tear. We don't know when he's going to be back. Boston's probably going to be pretty vulnerable. So if we think we can come out of the East, anything can happen in the West, really. And listen, the time is now to strike while the iron is hot. And we could probably mess around and win a title next year while some of these other teams are in rebuilding phases.
We're talking with Trista Crick here on Send It In. Give TK a follow on X at @Trista_Crick. Make sure you guys check out the Heat Check podcast and also the Letter Shoot podcast as well. All right, Trista, let's get in the NBA Finals. We got Game 1 tomorrow night. Thunder, Pacers, should be a good one. OKC, a 9.5-point favorite tomorrow night. We got a high total as well at 230.5. Just looking spread total in Game 1. Any thoughts for you with that 9.5? Would you back OKC or Indiana?
This is one of those heart, head, going in two different directions situations, Peach, because my heart says all Indiana does is cover. That's my heart. Mm-hmm. It's like Indiana's tremendous at coming back, down 20, not only covering the number, but winning straight up. That's what this Pacer team does. But in the last 20 years, underdogs of above 5 points in Game 1 are 0-12 straight up and 1-11 against the spread in Game 1s. Wow. The last straight up win comeback was in 0-4. When the Pistons were an 8-point underdog against the Lakers and they went on to win the series. So the trend's not really in our favor. No. And I think the basketball matchup also says, I don't think Tyrese Halliburton's going to be all that comfortable against Lu Dort. Aaron Nesmith still has an ankle injury, has been totally different since then. I think the possibility of slowing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander down is pretty much next to nothing. We saw what happened with Donovan Mitchell. We saw what happened with Jalen Brunson. Those guys went nuclear throughout the entire series. I think he's the MVP for a reason. And the only reason that the Pacers beat the Knicks was because Brunson and Kat were food on defense. There's nobody that's food on defense for OKC. So as much as I want to back the Pacers, I think I'd probably, if I had to play a side, I'd take the OKC Thunder -9.5. But you could probably get a better number live.
I mean, makes sense. That's a great stat you gave us there. 1-11 ATS since 2005. Trista, what about any props for tomorrow night? Anything that you're eyeing in game one prop-wise?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's going to be very uncomfortable for Tyrese Haliburton. We see guys like Ant Edwards turn from being the face of the league, super aggressive, a guy that's unstoppable, to like, oh, what happened to Ant Edwards? He's so passive. Why is he taking a back seat? Why does he keep kicking to his other teammates instead of pressing the issue and going downhill? That's because OKC is the best defense that we've seen in many, many years, and they're making it uncomfortable for him. And I think if Ant Edwards can get brought to a complete slowdown and to a halt, I think the same thing is going to happen to Tyrese Haliburton. So I like Tyrese Haliburton under 17.5 points. I think other players are going to have to step up. And another player I think could step up and has a much better matchup is Pascal Siakam. He's been really good so far the last four or five games. He had three games in the last series, 30 points or more. I like him being super aggressive. The number for him is 17.5 as well. I like him to go over, Tyrese Haliburton to go under. Also, one more, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to score 30 in every game of the series is plus 440. And he is as consistent as they come. And I don't think Pacers are going to be able to slow him down at all. You saw what Brunson did. But Donovan Mitchell is probably the closest comp. And when he played 20 or more minutes in the series against the Pacers, he scored 33 or more. I think the price is great. That's probably my favorite prop bet of the series.
I like it. My next question, Trista, was going to be anybody for MVP outside of SGA. But if you like that bet, I'm going to assume no, right? Nobody else worth betting?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I think the Pacers will put up a fight. I think people are sleeping on them. But there's never been in the history of the NBA a plus 500 underdog to win the whole thing in the finals. So It just goes to show you most likely OKC is going to win. And I don't see Chet or Dort or J-Dub being able to take the crown from SGA, especially considering he's, like I said, has already a 30-point streak, five-game 30-point streak, and a four-game 30-point streak in this series or in this playoffs. So it's freaking crazy.
You think it's Thunder in five, Thunder in six? What do you how many games?
Thunder in five.
Thunder in five. Okay, there you go. Trista Crick. Give her a follow on X at Trista_Crick, host of the Heat Check podcast, Let Her Shoot podcast as well. Joining us here on Send It In each and every Wednesday, Thursday. Love having her on. Trista, enjoy the finals. We'll talk again to you soon.
Yeah, see ya. Love y'all.
Love you. All right, see you, Tig. Let's keep it rolling here. Send it in on the BetMGM Network, and let's dive in to Game 1 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. OKC, once again, a 9.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 230.5. Guys, I think tomorrow night I would bet it one of two ways, right? Either take Indiana on the money line and bet them to win outright, or bet OKC -9.5 and also lay some alt lines as well. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where OKC wins by like 4 or 5 points. I think either Indiana wins outright or OKC blows them out and wins by 20 or 25 plus. The styles in this game are going to be so interesting. Here's an insane stat for you guys. OKC this season went 29-1 against the Eastern Conference in the regular season. 29-1. Why were they so good when they went up against the Eastern Conference and teams that only got to see them twice a year? The reason for that is because of how great their defensive pressure is, right? And if you're not used to that and you don't see OKC 3-4 times a year, you can watch them on film, but until you get out there in person, you just can't simulate the kind of length, the kind of speed, the tenacity that they play with. And here in a game one, when Indiana's going to be facing that, right, for only the third time this season, might be in a little adjustment period. And because of that, I could absolutely see OKC blowing them out and winning this game by 20, 25 points, maybe taking Indiana a little time to get acclimated to it. On the flip side, the case for Indiana is obviously they're 3-0 so far here in the postseason in game ones. And how about Indiana's a tough team to prepare for as well, right? There's nobody like them in the NBA. They pick you up full court press. They run at an insane pace. They play 9-10 guys. Everybody on the floor can shoot at any given moment. They're a really tough team to prepare for. So both teams have a uniqueness to them that make them really difficult and make it really tough to prepare for them in a game one until you kind of face them in person and then make the proper adjustments. So that's why I kind of see this game going either way, right? So I'd either take the plus 310 with Indiana to win on the money line, or I'd lay the 9.5 with OKC, and I'd honestly look at some alt spreads. Like, bet some minus 18.5, 22.5, like all that. I think this game's either got blowout potential or it's got outright upset potential. Something I was talking about earlier this week, this series reminds me a little bit of Denver and Miami from a couple of years ago, right? Nuggets were a massive favorite. They dropped game one to Miami, and then the Nuggets ended up winning the next four games. I think the perception heading into this series kind of feels like everybody thinks OKC's probably going to win this in five games, right? Well, Indiana, I could absolutely see them winning tonight. And then the perception when we all are talking about this game on Friday morning is, why do we keep doubting Indiana? Maybe this team is just the best team in the league, and maybe they win the whole thing. And then once everybody starts buying in on the Pacers, pulling off the upset, that's when OKC looks and turns into the team that we all thought they would be prior to this series. So I think game one's super fascinating, but I think there are a lot of great ways to bet it and some good plus money numbers that we can get. So again, Indiana plus 310, OKC alt spreads. That's how I'd look at game one. Some player props I would attack: TJ McConnell under 7.5 points at minus 135. We bet McConnell over just about every game against the Knicks, right? And it hit just about every game against the Knicks. It was a terrific matchup. He played like 15 minutes a game. He would come in and he would just look to attack. And he had a great matchup going up against Brunson, who was defending him. He doesn't have a good matchup in this series, right? Whether it's Lu Dort, whether it's SGA, whether it's Caruso, whether it's Isaiah Joe, whatever it is on the perimeter, OKC has such great perimeter defenders. It's going to be tough for McConnell in this series. And he's only was averaging about 15 minutes a game in the Knicks series, and that's when he was playing really well. I could see him only averaging like 12, 13 minutes a game in this series, so I'm taking under 7.5 points for him in game one. I like both teams to not score 50 or more points. That's plus 140 in game one. Again, like, what if OKC's up like 56-41 at halftime, right? Something like that. I think getting that at plus 140 with the potential of an OKC blowout, we've certainly seen them at home this postseason put up some crazy scores in the first half. So I think the plus 140 there could be a good look. And then Ben Shepherd to hit 1 3-pointer in game one over a half a three is minus 120. We know when Shepherd comes in the game, he's hunting his shot, right? That's what he's out there to do. He's a terrific shooter. So Ben Shepherd 1 3 minus 120, I think that's a good look as well. And then some series long bets that I like for the NBA Finals: Pacers to win game one, if you do like that, and then the Thunder to win the series is plus 450. We talked about that earlier. If you like Indiana to win game one, just bet the BetMGM special. Pacers game one, Thunder to win the series, that's plus 450. Also, Siakam to lead the series in scoring is 40-1. And when you look at that price, certainly SGA is the massive favorite. But if this series is a sweep and SGA is only playing like 28, 30 minutes a game, then Siakam's playing like 37, 38, 40 minutes a game. Might be an opportunity there for Siakam to lead the series in scoring, and you get a great number at 40-1. As for the Stanley Cup Final, game one tonight between Edmonton and Florida, we got the Oilers as minus 130 favorites tonight against the Panthers. I like Florida in game one at plus 110. This is the third straight year that Florida's been to the Stanley Cup Final. They know what this is all about. They know what the preparation for this long layoff is all about. And everything I've been hearing, a majority of people like Edmonton in this series. But if Edmonton's going to win their first Stanley Cup, it's not going to be easy. I think they're going to be trailing at some point in this series, and I think it's going to start tonight going down 0-1 to Florida. They're the champs for a reason. You got to take them out. Give me the Panthers plus 110 against the Oilers. And then I'm going to wait for hopefully Florida to win tonight, and then I'm going to jump on the Oilers series price at plus money for them to hoist the Stanley Cup, because I do like Edmonton in this series. All right, Shawnee Sharpe, let's actually go to some baseball here real quick. We got our golf cart at the end of the show, so we can give out some of our favorite plays there. We'll do some baseball and then get to our guy, Chase Kitty, here on Send It In. As always, any questions that you guys have for us, any comments, let us know in the chat. But as for some baseball plays for the day, we got Rockies Marlins underway right now. The Rockies are looking for a sweep, which would be something against the Marlins. Brewers and Reds just got going as well. Angels Red Sox get going here in about 20 minutes, 1:35 p.m. start. Lucas Giolito against Jose Soriano. Angels are looking for the sweep in Fenway. The first two games of this series have been decided by a run. They could have gone either way. Yesterday's game went to extras. I think the Red Sox avoid the sweep today. I'll take Boston at minus 135. Astros and Pirates today. Got some sharp money coming in on Pittsburgh. This line's dropped from Pirates being plus 130 to plus 120. If money's coming in on the Pirates, that's all sharp money, right? Especially after Skeens pitching yesterday, pitches another gem. They still can't win the game. I look at Pittsburgh today, Mike Burrows at plus 110 for the Pirates. Cubs and Nationals today in D.C. We like the over yesterday. That cash for us with ease. High scoring game. I think today might be a little more of a lower scoring game. I'd look at the under. I'd also look at Nats money line today with Mackenzie Gore on the mound. Two teams that are playing some good baseball right now. Guardians and Yankees tonight in the Bronx. Give me Cleveland at plus 155 on the money line. Clark Schmidt, who's on the mound for the Yankees, faced the Guardians earlier this season in Cleveland, and he got roughed up. Seven hits, five earned runs in just four innings pitched. So I look at the Guardians today, plus 155 on the money line. Blue Jays are favored today at home against the Phillies. One of those stinky lines with Jose Berrios on the mound. I'd look at Toronto minus 115. Diamondbacks and Braves today in Atlanta. I like under eight runs. Chris Sale and Merrill Kelly, two pitchers that have been very good this season. I think eight is just a bit too many. We'll take the under in Atlanta and Arizona. Rangers and Rays today in Tampa, just like the Pittsburgh game. You have sharp money coming in on Texas, the underdog. They were plus 125. Now they're plus 115 with Kumar Rocker on the mound, who's got an ERA over eight. So there are a lot of smart people that are on Texas today. I'll follow the money, take the Rangers in that one. Tigers, White Sox, nothing for me in that game today. Royals and Cardinals. Everybody and their mother was betting Jack Caglione yesterday. Home run, total bases. Haven't heard a lot about him today, so I'd come right back with him today to maybe get a hit, total bases, home run against Miles Michaelis. O's and Mariners in Seattle today. The O's are playing a lot better. They won seven of their last nine games. Their pitching has been a lot better, but they have really struggled against good teams to take the first two games of a series. So until they prove to me that they can do that, I'll take Seattle on the money line tonight at minus 125. Padres and Giants in San Francisco. First two games of this series have been decided in extra innings. Giants have had some tough luck. I think they bounce back, win at home today, minus 105. Twins and Athletics, another stinky line. A's have lost 19 of their last 20 games, yet they're only plus 115 at home today. At some point, the A's are due for a win. I think today might be that day. So I look at the A's in that game. And then Mets-Dodgers, no play for me. Going to sit back and enjoy. It's been a really good series so far with both teams winning the first two. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Don't worry if your home run bet doesn't clear the fences. BetMGM has your back with an MLB home run no sweat token. Just activate your token on an MLB home run bet. If your bet comes up short, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. All right, you guys, let's check in with our guy Chase Kitty now here on Send It In. As always, give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty. This is a great job as a digital writer for BetMGM. And Chase, let's talk some tennis, man. We had a massive upset earlier today in the French Open. I apologize if I butcher this name. Louis Boysen, the lowest ranked Grand Slam semifinalist in 40 years on the women's side, with a huge upset today. She's going to take on Coco in the semi. She's plus 325. Do you think she can keep it going there in Paris and maybe pull off another upset against Coco?
No. I mean, look, I'll believe it when I see it. From the very beginning, when you broke down the French Open draw, the entire bottom of the draw was Coco's to lose. It was just such a clean shot. Iga's quarter was like the most competitive quarter I've ever seen in any Grand Slam tournament ever. And then everybody was wiped out of the bottom. So you knew Coco was going to just sort of waltz in from the bottom of the bracket. And quarter three was kind of up for grabs. So, you know, Lois is a player that, frankly, I don't really know much about prior to the French Open this year. If somebody was going to come out of that quarter, I wouldn't have told you it would have been her, but I'm not surprised that kind of a no-name player has emerged from that section. I think going up against Coco is kind of a different story. She's a great clay player, and that's no shade to Lois, because to beat the quarterfinal opponent that she had is no sweat, and I think we're going to hear more from her at Wimbledon. But Coco on clay it just feels like she's going to be in the final. So for people that are a little skittish about laying a big number like 450, I hear you. You can bet straight sets. I think that's something like minus 160 last I saw. I think Coco's cleared every single game spread she's had during this tournament. So I would look at laying some games as well, 4.5 or 5.5. You can even get a plus number there. But I would not be looking for the upset draw here. I think it's Coco.
All right, well, in the other semifinal on the women's side, Chase, this feels like a final, right? This is what we wanted. Sabalenka and Iga, you talked about how competitive that side of the draw was. But at the end of the day, it turned out to be chalk with these two meeting up tomorrow. Sabalenka's a favorite, minus 135 against Iga. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, I mean, I came into the French Open looking to fade some of the big names, and Iga is one of them. She's amazing on clay. I think if you follow tennis at any level, you probably know that. But she just hasn't been in good form. To win this quarter, especially in the way that she did, where she, the only set she dropped was to Madison Keys, who's just a total bulldog at these Grand Slam events. Like, she just plays at another level because it's just kind of who she is preternaturally. So for her to only drop one set to Keys, I think answered a lot of questions for me. I might even be getting my opponents mixed up, but she just looked great. And to the Svitolina quarter is really for me where it was like, okay, like this is Iga healthy enough and playing well enough to win. So I'm going to take my chances with Iga at a plus 110 number, and make Sabalenka prove to me that she can beat Iga on clay. We know she can beat Iga. Can she beat Iga on clay if Iga has her stuff together? I would be looking at the plus number with who is historically the better player on this surface.
Man, can't wait for that one. Can't wait for this one, Chase. We got a good one coming up in an hour. Novak and Zverev, right? And I think the casual sports fan may be looking for something to bet on this Wednesday afternoon. They click on the French Open tag on BetMGM, and they see Novak is only minus 115 against Zverev. Now, we obviously know that clay is probably the worst of his surfaces. He's obviously amazing on grass and great on hard court as well. But what are you doing with this one? Is Novak going down today, you think?
Yeah, I mentioned Iga was a big name I was looking to fade. Djokovic and Zverev were two other names that I was kind of looking to fade going into this. Zverev just wasn't really playing right. Djokovic is, he's just past his prime at this point. I'm not going to say past his expiration date, but he's definitely past his prime. I think you're right to identify the number here. It's right now BetMGM a total minus 110 split both ways. So I think you're right to look at the number and say, what is that number trying to tell me? Djokovic has basically had a walk to this point in the draw. If you look at the names he's played, Mackenzie McDonald, he's an American. He's not really a clay player. Cameron Norrie, 3 or 4 years past his prime, not a great clay player. He's okay. Misalic is like a challenger player. He's not even really a full, like, you know, regular on tour. So he has had a walk prior to Zverev. I think Zverev has looked decent. I'm not going to say he's looked at the top of his game, but he's looked good enough to beat a past his prime Djokovic. I would bet the Zverev win here. I think, they haven't played a meaningful clay game in something like 8 or 9 years. So this will be an interesting data point that we don't have a lot of prologue for. They played at the Australian Open in January. And as you mentioned, Djokovic, like, even past his prime, where he's good is fast courts, where he can dominate people with his athleticism. Clay is the total opposite of that. It's a slower form of tennis, which is why it's historically his worst surface. I do think Zverev can get him there. Zverev, not Djokovic, was in the final last year playing against Alcaraz. So I think Zverev is sort of on that path back toward the final four of this tournament.
Very good. Chase, we got about 30 seconds left or so. You said you wanted to talk some college baseball. We were talking about it last week on the show. We got the Super Regionals coming up. Anything, any futures markets bets in college baseball that you like?
Completely crazy regional round. Probably the craziest I can ever remember. I think there's some really interesting numbers out there. Giant handle at BetMGM on North Carolina. So I think that's really interesting. They're minus 325 to advance through their super regional this week. West Virginia plus 375 is a crazy number. They should not be that long, but because LSU is in a legal betting state, has all these backers, the big public backers, most popular ticket at BetMGM, that number gets pulled out a little bit, maybe longer than it should. I like West Virginia at the big plus number. I also like Arkansas minus 130 playing Tennessee in what will clearly be the most entertaining super regional this week.
There you go. Can't wait for the college baseball. Chase Kitty always giving us great insight here on Send It In. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM digital writer. Chase, appreciate it, man. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right, guys. Let's wrap the show here. PJ's plays. We got our full golf card for the Canadian Open. We'll get to that in moments, but quickly, going streaking Juan Soto. He's going to be our play today. 6 for 15 in his career against Tony Gonsolin, the Dodgers pitcher today. Obviously, Soto's not having the season Mets fans were hoping for up to this point, but good history against Gonsolin. He'll be our play today in going streaking. Rory's going to be our play for prop lock to finish in the top five at the RBC Canadian Open. No Scottie Scheffler this week. I think a lot of people are excited about that. Maybe he can hit a big golf outright. I don't know if that's going to be the case, you guys. This course is tailor-made for Rory. Got to be long off the tee, and Rory certainly is that. Panthers are going to be my dog of the day, plus 110 against Edmonton. I think they win game one. And then my best bet, I'm going with Novak against Zverev. I know that Chase was saying it's not as good service. You're giving me Novak at minus 115. How can I pass that up? If he was going up against Alcaraz, I wouldn't bet it. But against Zverev, give me Novak. Minus 115 is my best bet. Real quick, our full screen for the RBC Canadian Open. I know it's tough betting a guy at a short place like plus 450, but this course really is perfect for Rory. I'm betting him to win as Gary Woodland at 60-1. Keith Mitchell and Gary, top 10, and then Shane Lowry. And how about Jake Knapp, another long bomber, plus 300 to finish in the top 20. Once again, our plays for today, Juan Soto going streaking. Rory, top five. That's my favorite bet in golf this week at minus 110. Panthers, dog of the day against the Oilers in game one. And then Novak, that one gets going in about an hour. Like him, minus 115 against Zverev. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Trista and Chase for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Preview game one of the finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.